This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 500 for Tuesday, July 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, falling below nearby support and hitting fresh two-week lows. Canola down 16 to over $21, November down $16.90 at $618 per ton. Technical signals kept speculators on the sell side of the market, adding to their bearish short positions. Losses in outside markets were also spilling over to weigh on the canola market, with Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all weaker on the day. Relatively favorable North American weather conditions also pressured the market, although the nearby prairie forecasts remain hot and dry. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable U.S. weather, with welcome rains and more moderate temperatures expected in key growing regions over the next week. The November soybean contract down 18 cents at $10.21 per bushel. U.S. soybeans were rated 67% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That's down 1 point from the previous week, but in line with trade estimates. A lack of major export demand, along with the fact U.S. farmers are still holding large old crop supplies that they'll need to sell to free up bin space before the upcoming harvest, contributed to the losses. Corn also pressured by a lack of any major weather threats. The September contract down 7 cents at $3.88 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was pegged at 77% good to excellent. That was up 1 point from the previous week. Farmers in Brazil are reportedly making good progress bringing in the last of their second corn crop, with the harvest running ahead of average at 91% complete. Wheat futures down across the board as seasonal harvest pressure and stiff export competition out of Russia weighed on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in September at $5.85 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $5.50. And Chicago soft wheat down 7 cents in the September contract at $5.24 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 82% complete as of this past Sunday. That's 2 points ahead of average. Spring wheats in the country lost 3 points in the good to excellent category, now at 74%. Declining production estimates out of France were somewhat supportive, with some estimates pointing to the smallest wheat crop of the past 40 years. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 30th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.